If you would be turning to Romans chapter 5, and as you're doing so, I want to ask you a question. Imagine that you're in a scenario, and there's only two choices, and those choices are life and death. Which one are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to seek after your own ways, your own paths, and do what you think is right in your own eyes, which is going to produce that death spiritually? Or are you going to choose to follow after God and His righteousness, which produces life, everlasting? Which one are you going to choose this morning? Read with me, if you will, in Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse number 12. We're going to read through the end of the chapter, verse number 21. Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse number 12. And as we go through, I want you to notice the differences we have between death in Adam. That's the subscription on there. We know that's not inspired, but it can help. Death in Adam and the life that we have through Christ. Verse number 12, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned, according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense, for if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God, by the gift of the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from the offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those receive abundance of grace. And of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Death in Adam. What do we get in Adam? Sin entered the world through that one man. All the way back in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, of this fruit you shall not eat. And what did they do? They partook. And all have sinned since that day. Romans chapter 3, verse number 23. Brother Garza, what is Romans chapter 6, verse number 23? What happens when sin comes? The wages of sin is death. If we choose to follow after our own thoughts, our own dealings, that is what is produced, death. Let's look at some of the things that are produced with it. As we go through in verses 12 through 21, trespasses, verse number 15. Many have died to sin, verse number 15. Judgment comes, verse number 16. Condemnation, 16. Death is reigning because of sin, verse number 17. Disobedience by many, verse number 19. Many were made sinners, verse number 19. Sin reigned, verse number 21. So by one man's offense, many died. In the way of man, there is death both physically and spiritually. But there is death in man. That means there is life in Christ Jesus. Just as there is death by one man, by the one man, Jesus Christ, there is life. Eternal life that can be gained. Much more the grace of God, the gift by the grace of the one man. Verse number 15. That's what we had to look forward to. Life in Christ. And because of Jesus Christ, we can have these things: righteousness, grace. We can have reigning of life. We have obedience. Many can be made righteous. Grace will reign. That's what we have in Christ Jesus. In the previous verses of chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, you also see that there are other benefits in Christ. There is peace, verse number 1. There is access to His grace, verse number 2. There is hope, verse number 2. There are joy in sufferings, verse number 3. He died while we were still sinners. Not that we are sinners anymore, but while we were still sinners, verse number 8. And there is justification, verse number 9. then there is freedom from the wrath of God. Verse number 10 and 11, and reconciliation. We have death in Adam. We have life in Christ. Which one are you going to choose? You may be thinking, why did I look at verses 12 through 21 first and then go back to verses 1 through 11? As we looked at the consequences of sin and that death that entered in through one man, when we go back and look at the others, we see the extra benefits that we have through Christ Jesus our Lord. All those wonderful things that He has done for us. And we know that all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 3. Are we going to pass those blessings up? Do we pass those blessings up? If you do, why are you doing so? Every spiritual blessing is in Christ Jesus. But if you are not in Christ Jesus, you do not have access to those blessings. Romans chapter 5, in verses 20 and 21, read with me once again. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What we gain in Christ is far better than anything we could ever have on this earth. Far better. We must make that choice today and every day of our lives. Am I going to choose to follow after my own doings, the things which I like to do? Or are we going to choose to grow with Christ? Are we going to wither away in this earth, those pleasures that last for just a moment here on earth? Or are we going to grow in Christ daily, growing towards that good life, not as that one that's prescribed by the world, that so many are entrapped by today? But that life, that eternal life with Christ Jesus, we must continue to press forward towards that. Are we going to arise and grow in Christ? Or are we going to wither away by those actions of man? Which are you going to choose this morning? Life or death? Withering away or growing in Christ Jesus? That eternal life that is only offered through His Son. Let's stand and sing together.